לבקשת הרבה מהתלמידים, וגם כמה מהרבנים ביקשו שאני אדבר באנגלית, כדי שלא יהיה ביטול תורה, שמי שלא מבין בכלל עברית יבין, והואיל והדברים הם מאוד חשובים, חשובים לא רק לעכשיו, חשובים בכלל, ודאי בחודש אדר, אז הפעם משנה מהרגיל, ונדבר את הדברים באמת באנגלית. מקווה שהדברים יהיו ברורים. זה מי תפילה, אינעול זה תורה, תפילת משה רבינו, אבטר חטא העגל. Change the decision of הקדוש ברוך הוא. He decide clearly, and he say to משה רבינו, ערף ממני ואשמידם, ועשה אותך לגוי גדול. הקדוש ברוך הוא say, my plan, to destroy it all כלל ישראל. And from you I will make new nation. משה רבנו never give up, and he prays a special תפילה, what we say every ראש חודש, למה השם מכרה אפך בעמך, שום מחרון אפך, and הקדוש ברוך הוא change his decision. וינחם השם על הרעה אשר דיבר לעשות לעמו. And חזל explain, תפילת משה is not only לשעה, is also לדורות. Obviously, what we say now, every תענית ציבור in מנחה, we read and we say again, this פסוקים in our parsha, למה יחרה אפך בעמך, שום מחרון אפך, etc. But זה רוקח על התורה explain, this תפילה also relate to us. Every day, three times a day. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he pray, the Torah teach us in Parashat Ekev, ha-etnapal, lifnei Hashem, karishona, and he say again, ha-etnapal, lifnei Hashem, et ha-40 yom, et ha-40 laila, asher itnapalti, and Chazal say, why Moshe Rabbeinu mention same word three times, to teach us, this is similar, to שחרית מנחה וערבית. הזמין תפילת משה רבינו after חטא העגל very very relevant to us for life and for good. In בסייעתא דשמיא we see one aspect in this תפילה, and if we will take this aspect with us, any request, חזל teach us, we see this soon black and white, הקדוש ברוך הוא will accept every request. And to explain this aspect in תפילת משה רבינו, we will start with two questions. First, זה גמרא, זה משנה מסר ברכות teach us, אין עומדים להתפלל אלא מתוך כובד ראש. זה גמרא say, אין עומדים להתפלל לא מתוך עצבות, לא מתוך עצלות, אלא מתוך שמחה של מצווה. And the question is, why we need to stand up when we pray. תפילת עמידה. If it's respect to הקדוש ברוך הוא and דרך ארץ, we need to stand up all the time. Everyone would stand in front of king, stay all the time. But in תפילה, we have part of the תפילה what we sit. Only part we stand up. Is obviously, we have other aspect in this תפילה, not only respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other aspect, what we need to stand up in tefillah. And the first question is, what is the other aspect? What we need to stand up every tefillah, not only respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what something else we have with this rule? Other question, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu met Moshe Rabbeinu first time in the Sinai, and he say to him, take Am Israel from Egypt to Eretz Israel, and the plan is one stop in this place. לבעבו תעבדון את האלוהים על ההר הזה. עבודה is תפילה, שנאמרו לעובדו בכל לבבכם. Open every ספר, every מפרש, ניגלה ניסטר, in our Sinai, we not find any תפילה. In our Sinai we get the Torah, with all the rule what we need to do before and after. Is my second question is, What exactly הקדוש ברוך הוא want from משה רבינו? When he say to him, לבעבור תעבדון את האלוקים על ההר הזה. What type of עבודה take place in הר-סיני if עבודה is תפילה and we not find any תפילה in הר-סיני? Again, short and clear. Question number one, why we need to stand up when we daven if it's only respect to הקדוש ברוך הוא? Why part of the תפילה we sit? Respect is mean to stand up all the time. Is obviously if we sit part of the tefillah, we have other aspect why we stand up, not only respect. What is the other aspect? And question number two is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly say to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, we go to see Avoda, and Avoda is tefillah, lo'avdo b'chol levavchem, when we not find any tefillah in Har Sinai. The explanation is follow, obviously one aspect in Divrei Chazal. מיציאת מצרים until קבלת התורה, we stop in a few places in the way to Har Sinai. Any place what we stop and the Torah tell us something happened in this place, also in this place we get other aspect about Tfila. First place is Yam Suf. ויצעקו בני ישראל אל השם. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say to him, מה עשית לנו? You push us to take the money from the Egyptian. We run away from them. Now, they after us, they go to kill us. Why you do this to us? And Chazal continue and ask, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to Am Israel? First week of redemption, after 210 years of Avodat Parech, a little bit space. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Am Israel in this situation? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the answer. I look for to listen the voice of Klal Israel. Weak, they travel in the desert, silent. No thank you, no respect, no request, zero. Ashmi'ini et kolech, ki kolech arev umarech nave. No ashmi'ini kol. I want to listen the voice what I heard in Mitzrayim. Because they don't give me the opportunity by himself. They will do this in this way. The ocean in front of them, Egyptian behind them, and tiger animals, lions around them. They don't have any choice. The choice is stuck completely. And now, what the pasuk say? Vayitzaku bnei Yisrael el Hashem. In the moment when the pasuk say vayitzaku, is what do you mean vayitzaku? Vayitzaku is not to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu loud. Vayitzaku is pray what come from the heart, from the source of the heart. Immediately, the pasuk say, מיד, וירא אלוקים את בני ישראל, התחיל הקדוש ברוך הוא, מוציאם ביד חזקה ממצרים, what the pasuk say, in מצרים also, הנה צעקת בני ישראל באה אליי, ואת צעקתם שמעתי, immediately, the process of the redemption start. Exactly same in ים סוף. In other end, חזל come and tell us, the first place what we stop, in Yam Suf, we learn aspect one about tefillah. If tefillah come from the deep place from in the heart, not every day, not every week, but from time to time, not for a long time, for a few minutes, this tefillah go direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds this tefillah, and immediately change the situation. And Chazal continue and tell us, we need to stay in Egypt 400 years. We stay only 210. Why? Because we work very hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut many years. But if Am Israel will scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ויצעקו בני ישראל אל השם, early we will leave Egypt after 100 years. After 80 years. The first time what you find this concept, ויצעקו בני ישראל, happened when? After 210 years, immediately the process of the redemption start. Is one aspect about tefillah we learn from this place, if tefillah from time to time come really from the deep place in the heart, mikirot alev, this tefillah go direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately do something with this tefillah. Next place what we stop is Mara. What happened in Mara? They don't have water. Vailonu al Moshe. What is the reaction of Moshe? Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem. Now we understand, if he pray from his heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond immediately. ויורה השמץ והמתקו המים. זה bitter water comes sweet. And what happened immediately? שם שם לו חוק ומשפט. זה גמרא in Sanhedrin come and teach us, because God give us few מצוות. To busy with the מצוות, to learn the מצוות. שבת, כיבוד אב ואם, and דינים. What aspect of prayer we learn from here? What חזל come and teach us in many places, לשמוע אל הרינה ואל התפילה. במקום רינה, שם תפילה. תפילה would go up and up. This is תפילה would come from the place what we steig in לימוד התורה. Better to daven in besmidrash, the place what we learn, because this תפילה go more high for תפילה in other place. This other aspect about תפילה will take place where? In Mara. From Mara, we continue to Midbar Sin. In Midbar Sin, Am Yisrael start to complain. No bread, nothing, zero. Vayalonu kol adat na Yisrael. Mi yiten mutenu biyad Hashem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Better to die in Egypt. We have cemetery in Egypt. Organized place to die. Not in the desert. Meshivtenu al sir habasar. Bo'ochlenu lechem lasova. Everything was okay from aspect of food. In the desert, don't have anything. I don't understand. Why Am Yisrael complain against Moshe ve'Aaron? We learn in Kriyat Yam Suf, if we daven from the deep place in the heart, we'll go up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept immediately. Moshe ve'Aaron asked this question, Chazal teach us. And they understand, the problem is not food. The problem is not meat. Am Yisrael feel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappear. We see him in Egypt. We see him when we leave Egypt. In Yam Suf, after all the Egyptians die, not any paranoia, maybe one Egyptian will run after us, ויר ישראל את מצרים מת על שפת הים, ויר ישראל את מצרים, לא את המצרים, the essence of Egypt is dead, ויר הקדוש ברוך הוא. מי ייתן מותנו ביד השם, where is יד השם? בארץ מצרים. In ארץ מצרים, we see the presence of הקדוש ברוך הוא. ויר הקדוש ברוך הוא. Now, come Moshe and Aaron and say to Am Israel, soon you go to get special food. Man in the morning, slav afternoon, with this instruction. What kind of instruction? Lo totiru mimenu ad boker ish lefi yuchlo. Collect how much you need. Don't keep anything for the next day. You remember this? From some place Moshe and Aaron say to Am Israel, same instruction happened exactly months ago with Korban Pesach. Ish lefi ochlo tachusu al ase lo totiru mimenu ad boker. In Egypt you have any problem? In Egypt you scare when you kill the god of Egypt and he threw the blood on the doorway? You feel calm. You feel okay. Why? Because you see the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of your eyes. Same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you see in Egypt, stay in any place. Sometimes, it comes to us in a different way. Sometimes, we can feel, it disappear. No more, Chas v'chalila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stay with us all the time. When we believe, he stay with us all the time, also when it's difficult, also when it's dark, also when it's complicated, he is the address. We will see him in the other way how he talked to us. It means in Midbar Sin we get third aspect about tefillah. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anytime, any situation. Not only when it's good and it's great, when sometimes Chas v'Chelila is difficult, it's complicated. We see cloud in front of our eyes. We not see any way to walk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stay, is present with us, it's exactly the same. He decide, you don't know why, he decide to continue to watch us, to listen to us in another way. But it's not reason to give up, finish, Azav Hashem et Haaretz. This is in the third place. We come to Refidim. What happened in Refidim? Moshe Rabbeinu sent Yoshua to fight against Amalek. Tzei lechem Amalek, machar anuchi nitzav al rosh ha-giva. And tomorrow I stay in the Giva and I will pray. And what the Pasuk say? והיה כאשר הרים משה ידו בגבר ישראל. חזר קם את אלזס וכי ידיו של מוישה משנה עושות מלחמה או שוברות מלחמה. Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand, his mean, he pray. And Am Yisrael watch him and pray with Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn other aspect about tefillah. Sometimes in life, we have opportunity to daven with great people. Great, special, talmidei chachamim, of the Hashem, be'emet. Yes, the tefillah sometimes can take a little bit more. Other 5 minutes, other 10 minutes, long 18, maybe long tefillah. Don't miss opportunity. Why? Because when we daven with special person, our tefillot, walk with this person high. Sometimes when we daven, our hand go all over. But when we daven with some, what is unique and his tefillot is more pure, our tefillot walk with them together. Exactly all our tefillot walk up with tefillat Moshe Rabbeinu ve'Gavar Israel. As we see until our Sinai, different aspect about tefillah. In Yam Suf, when we daven from the deep place in the heart, the tefillah, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond and do something with this. We come to Mara, we understand tefillah what comes through Limud HaTorah, the tefillah go to other stage. Lishmo el harina ve la tefillah. We come to Midbar Sin, we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us in any situation. Also when we not recognize, also when we feel all the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to us in this way and we feel very comfortable with them, pitom is dark, pitom is closed, he's still here. And when we come to Refidim, we understand if we have opportunity to daven with special person, with unique, our tefillah also go high with this great Rav, with this great person, great leader, what elevate our tefillot. Now we arrive to Har Sinai. Har Sinai, what happened in Har Sinai? What we need to take from Har Sinai? Zachor et hayom asher amadeta lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'Chorev. All Kabbalat HaTorah, we not have any pray. But what we have, what we learn about tefillah in Har Sinai, da lifnei mi ata omed. In life, if you see anyone stand up, is only because one of two reasons. One, he run, he walk, he make exercise, he cannot do this when he sit. As a reason, he miss something. Everyone, whatever, what he need, he sit. You go to the court, Dayonim b'yeshiva. Baledinim need to stand up. Why? Because I feel this belong to me. You feel this belong to you. Come, we go to the Dayan. He will decide. He knows the Shulchan Aruch. He can clarify. He can sit. We miss something. We need to stand up. In Har Sinai, we know daven. What we understand, the essence of tefillah. And the essence of tefillah is da b'fnei mi ata omed. We need to make ishtadlut. We need to do the best. But to remember, before we make ishtadlus, when we make the ishtadlus, through the ishtadlut, and after, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the decision. He is the address, not anybody else. Now, we see how we build in by us different aspect about tefillah, and the highlight was in Har Sinai. But 40 days after, boom, everything is destroyed. We make the chet, the golden calf. Chet ha'egel. In this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, it's done. Come Moshe Rabbeinu and teach us other aspect about tefillah. And when we take this aspect with us, guarantee HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept all the questions, all what we need in our life. What Moshe Rabbeinu do in this situation? How Moshe Rabbeinu changed the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said to him, Salachti ki dvarecha, va'inachem Hashem al hara asher diber la'asot le'amo. The Torah said to us 3 times, va'et palel, va'et napal lifnei Hashem. What does it mean, va'et napal? You know, every day when we say tachnun, close to the end, also close to the end of the tefillah, we say, ve'anachnu lo neda ma na'aseh. Really, we don't know what to do. We have a plane, but we're not sure if this is the right plane. Please, open our eyes to do good things in our life every day. Why this statement take place in the end of the tefillah? This statement need to take place after Moedani. We start new day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'anachnu lo neda. We feel we need to do this and this. No, no. Elecha eneinu. Why we wait until the end? Comes the tour, in Kuf Lamed Aleph, in Orach Haim, and say, when we daven, We have three parts. We stand up, we sit, and a feel asafayim. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he stay in Har Sinai, what he do? Vayeshev ba'ar, v'anochi amadeti ba'ar, v'etnapa lifnei Hashem. And after we make all the aspect of tefillah, now we can say, ve'anachnu lo neda ma na'aseh. אין בנו כוח להתפלל בעניין אחר. We do the best. קדוש ברוך הוא נאו, כי אליך עינינו. What is mean והתנפה לפני השם? גם רבנו בחיי, in Korach and explain, נפיל הספיים have three aspects. One, מור השכינה. Respect from הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is also the reason why we have talis above our head. Respect to the שכינה. Other aspect is אחנה ובושה. I'm embarrassed about the mistake, about the wrong thing what I do. והשלישית is, in a filah sapayim, what happened to us? When we daven and we sit, or we stand up, we see what's going around. We know, in the moment when we have nefilah sapayim, it means we don't see anything. Nefilah sapayim represent all our sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give to you. We cannot see exactly how to walk, what to do. Please, you direct me. You direct us. When we give all our sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately we get special gift. The gift for life. Best gift what you can get in life. What is the gift? Chen. Grace. Inna matzati chen be'enecha. You see also in the daily life. You see somebody with grace and he asks you to do something, you cannot say no. Grace is gift. When somebody has this, he has. If you not have this, you recognize on the spot. Grace is something unique. What no one, including the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chazal teach us, cannot say no. Inna matzati chen benecha. Sim shalom, tova uvracha, rachamim, chayim chen, v'chesed v'rachamim. We have chen, we have grace, we have chesed and rachamim. Birkas Kohanim, we have 15 words, speramita, 7 on one side, 7 in other side. What is word number 8 in the top? Yivarcha Hashem v'yishmerecha, yaer Hashem panav elecha, v'yichuneka. What is v'yichuneka? Chen. Moreover, when Moshe Rabbeinu pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Chet HaEgel, what we read, what we say every Ta'anit Tzibur, למה Hashem יחרפך בעמך? שרוצה את המארץ מצרים את סדרה. Also, in פרשת עקב, what you use different word, בלטורים come and say, account the word, 58. כמניין חן. כמניין חן. When we have the חן, we have the grace. Everything is open. And the way Moshe Rabbeinu teach us, for sure, תפילה need to come from the heart, for sure, when we learn Torah and we daven after, we elevate our tefillah to other states, no question, no question. But also, when we have nefilah sapayim, and we give all our sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is symbolically of nefilah sapayim, you direct us. You will tell me how to walk in the right way and to do the right thing. In this way we get grace. And this opens every door. And what is so interesting, exactly same. You believe or not, happen with Esther. The Pasuk say, ותוסף אסתר ותדבר לפני המלך. Who is המלך? הקדוש ברוך הוא. ותיפול לפני רגליו, ותיפול ותף, ותתחנן לו להעביר את רעת המן האגגי ואת מחשבתו הרע. He talk to him to change the letter what המן send his final solution. ותקום אסתר ותעמוד לפני המלך. אם על המלך טוב, וימצאתי חן לפניו. וכושר הדבר לפני המלך, please change this final solution of a man. כי איך הרי ברא אשר ימצא את עמי, איך אוכל וראיתי בו בני מולדתי. כאן זה גרע, אם זה פירוש, אוף מגילס אסתר. ותוסף אסתר, אלו פסוק כדי זמרה. ותדבר קריאת שמה. שנאמר וידבר אלוקים את הדברים האלה, קריאת שמע אינקלודינג עשרת הדיברס. ותיפול נפיל הספיים, ותתחנן תחנונים from the heart, ותקום אסתר אשרי after נפיל הטפיים, ותעמוד זה קדושה הנובה לציון, what keeps this world exist. is what Zagra come and teach us. She talked to Achashverosh. Physically, she stayed in front of him. But all the brain, all the sense, all the essence of Esther in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From this reason, the Rokeach come and say, Imatzati chen lefanav. No, imatzati chen beinav. She never said anything to Achashverosh. Imatzati chen lefanav da lifnei mi ata oimed. And she changed everything. Exactly same, Mordechai. When the Gemara came and teach us, the Pasuk say, Ish Yudea Vashashana Birao, Shmo Mordechai, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini. No, the Gemara came and ask, why do you not mention his grand-grandfather Binyamin? You have Nachas, who's this kind of grand-grandson, what keep all the Jewish nation in this time, exist? Comes the Gemara and say, we don't talk about Yichus of Mordechai. If you talk about Yichus, for sure we mention also his grand-grandfather Binyamin. To teach us something else, Ish Yudi Ben Yair, Yair and Em Shel Israel Betfilato, he teach us how to daven. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tfilato. Ben Kish, Inak on the door, Kish Harei Rachami, Veniftechu Lo Hashearim. Mordechai and Esther, exactly same, exactly same, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, exactly same. The situation is done, Erev Imeni Vashmidem, and Moshe Rabbeinu changed the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Situation by Mordechai ואסתר, להרוג, להשמיד ולבית תו אנושים ביום אחד. And it's done, it's over. We cannot change this. כתב אשר נכתב בטבעת המלך, we cannot change. And they change the situation. אם נמצאתי חן לפניו. אם על המלך טוב. This is what Chazal come and teach us. When we give everything, our sense, our perspective, and our deep feeling in the heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is look different. And Rabbi Shemazaman Oerbach, our great Rebbe Zech Tzadik Livroche, mentioned a few times, in Chashleim, he says this to us also many times, the highlight in Tfilah, more from Shema Koleinu, is after we say three times, brings it B'Shem Achidah, when we say three times, after Tachanu, Nefilah Sapaim, Shomer Yisrael, Shomer Yisrael, before Amitratze Berachamim, stop, sing about what you want, you will see Nisim and Nifloes. Because we make all the three aspects of Tvila. Amida, Yeshiva, and Nefilas Apayim. And Nefilas Apayim is not only, we say Tachnun, and when day what we not have Tachnun, we feel very happy. If it's Monday, Thursday, Bechlal, we make Kiddush. We skip Tachnun. We miss opportunity. If we have Chosn, we have Bar Mitzvah for sure. But it's time to skip. We miss opportunity to accept, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept all our requests. This is what he said many times. And if this happens, some minyonim, in many places, after the tefillah over, sit, say tachnun. Say beurachum. Say shomer Yisrael three times, and stop for a minute, maybe less. After three times shomer Yisrael, sing about what you want. You will see siyata dishmaya par excellence. And he say, I promise, he say to me many times, he says this about himself, he says this to his children, to his family, and to everyone. Tefillah behem was very unique, very special. Sometimes people ask me, how we daven in Elul? Reb Shlomo Zalman. I say exactly how we daven in Cheshvan, in Kislev, in Tammuz. Exactly same. Not al derech ha-phrase, COVID. Metzias kacha. Todo davar. Todo davar mamish. Ze. This is what Chazal come and teach us. When we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this also explain to us something very interesting. Look our parsha. Look our parsha. Start. But you go to read this again next week. Parsha Shkalim. וזאת התרומה שנתנו איש כופר נשול השם יפקוד אותם. וזה ייתנו. כי תישא את ראש בני ישראל לפקודיהם. תישא את ראש בני ישראל. We not numbers. We ראש בני ישראל. We can go to great level. How? זה ייתנו. What makes us unique is when we know to give. When we know to give to other people. Somebody have a lot of money. Somebody ask him, how much money you make this year? And he say, amount of money. People say to him, impossible. Our Cheshbon say, you get 10 times more, 100 times more. You don't ask me how much money I have. You ask me, how much money? Lo kama yesh li. Money you say, ma'am, kesef. The money what I really have is the money what I give for tzedakah, what I have to other people. What is mean? Ze itnu. When we have this concept of ze itnu, itnu ourself, our sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, itnu to other people, itnu in many opportunities what we have, this gives us grace. And this chen put us in another stage. This chen, bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give to us, to our families, everyone, what we need. We stay less for months from the highlight of Tefillah, which someone every time say, Tefillah in Purim is more from Yom Kippur, not because we are Rizal Purim Kippurim. Because when you come to Yom Kippur, you come through the avoid of Elul, Shofar, Sertim Eitshuva, Erev Yom Kippur. You come to Purim from normal days. And this is the highlight of the Tefillah. Yim al HaMelech Tov, Umatzati Chen Be'enav. When we take this aspect in these special months and we understand our Tefillot is on one end, can pass beside us. But in the same time, we can elevate not only our tefillah, we can elevate ourselves to get the request what we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everyone here for sure have many, many bakashot, what everyone you need. Try and you get this. This is what Chazal really want for us. If we take this, we understand now in our Sinai, we not get any aspect of tefillah, but we get the essence of tefillah. Da lifnei mi ata omen. He is the address, not anybody else. The reason why we stand up every time when we daven, why tefillah is amida, because I feel I miss something. I have one address, and the address is only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not anybody else. I make my ishtadles, but you make the decision. When we feel this before and after, and in the middle, everything what we do, we bezoche to the bracha. When we take this with us, also we bezoche to salachti kidvarecha, also we bezoche to ora, simcha, sason, veikar, lechen, lechesed, ulerachamim, beenecha, ubeenei kol roeinu, vetigmeleinu, chasadim, tovim.